The Tampa Tiger Bay Club today highlighted two Hillsborough County races and one of the six amendments up for consideration on the November 4th ballot. Amendment 2 would enshrine in the state's constitution the definition of marriage as only one man and one woman and forbid relationship benefits for any unmarried couples. The two races featured at Tiger Bay were the county commission race between Republican incumbent Brian Blair and Democratic challenger Kevin Beckner, and the only school board race on November's ballot between District 7 incumbent Carol Curdell and Stephen Gorham, who criticized Curdell for the school district's handling of school bus assignment confusion earlier in the school year.
Safety and security needs to be a priority in our school district. We cannot put our children at risk because we fail to communicate to the community at which we serve. Transportation has been a horrible problem as of late, but it's been an ongoing problem. And it's not time now, 16 years later, to fix it. We need to be proactive instead of reactive. There was a quote in the Tampa Tribune that spoke of no child left behind is something we talk about, but in Hillsborough County, it's okay to leave them at the curb.
Gorham received 39% of the vote in the August primary election, and Carol Curdell received 45%. Since no candidate earned more than 50%, those top two finishers will face off on November's ballot. Curdell agreed that the school district did not communicate well during the bus confusion.
Our students have different needs today than they did when you and I went to school. Has that been easy? Absolutely not. Have we made mistakes? Yes, we have. Has the communication sucked? Yes, it has. Big time. Are we working to fix that? You bet I am. The answers were unacceptable on transportation. We're going to fix that. It's unacceptable. Have we changed departments to be more economical and more efficient? Yes, we have.
The County Commission District 6 race is between Kevin Beckner and incumbent Brian Blair, who did not attend Friday's Tiger Bay Club meeting. Beckner criticized Blair on a number of fronts, from overdevelopment to wasting taxpayer money.
You know, he voted to spend $1 million of our taxpayers' money to fix up his own private lake. Sitting as a chairman of the EPC, he voted to do away with the Wetlands Division. He touts himself as a fiscal conservative and really responsible to the taxpayers' money, yet when given the opportunity to cut his own car allowance, said that that would take food out of his kids' mouths. He is not dedicated to this community.
Last month, the county's Moral Courage Award was named after the late Ralph Hughes, a pro-development conservative who often made political donations to Republicans, including Brian Blair. Beckner would try to return the award to its status of not being named after any particular person, he pledged.
When the Moral Courage Award was created, you know, I think it was when Jan Platt put that forward, the intention of that award was to be nonpartisan. It was not supposed to have a face attached to that award. This is supposed to focus, and I think when you start attaching a face to that award, what you do is you really diminish the person receiving the award. It doesn't matter who the name follows. I don't think the Moral Courage Award should have a name after that. Again, it takes 7 votes to do that. Would I have voted for that? Absolutely not. I would have been opposed to that. Would I lead a charge to get it changed again? If we had enough votes to do that, I would definitely do that.
On the day when groups in favor of Amendment 2 launched a statewide television ad, the president of the Tiger Bay Club of Tampa, April Schiff, apologized for only being able to find one proponent willing to speak despite a statewide search. On the contrary, two people spoke against Amendment 2, the so-called Florida Marriage Protection Amendment. In addition to adding the definition of marriage as only one man and one woman to the state's constitution, it would also forbid relationship benefits for any unmarried couples, such as domestic partners, according to Pat Kemp, the vice chair of the Hillsborough County Democratic Executive Committee.
Bus drivers and other government employees will lose their right to health care for domestic partners, or could lose their right. In 2005, under Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio, a domestic registry was begun in Tampa. In Tampa, insurance and benefits are available for domestic partners of city employees. Applicants must show they lived with their partners for more than 6 months and intend to remain partners. Both gay and straight couples are eligible for benefits. The city has 63 employees signed for domestic partner benefits, or did.
David Caton is the executive director of the Florida Family Association, a group that supports Amendment 2. In April, Caton criticized Tampa for extending health insurance benefits to city employees in domestic partnerships. Caton claimed that the amendment would not overturn domestic partnership benefits, but when asked by a Tiger Bay Club member whether that means he would stop challenging them, he refused.
No. And the reason why is there are other statutes that apply to that, and that was the subject of the issue with the city of Tampa. Okay, the Defense of Marriage Act specifically makes illegal domestic partnerships in the state of Florida, and is very specific with regard to what is and what is not legal. And that was the context of our discussions with Tampa City Council. By the way, four council members are opposed to giving domestic partner benefits to the City of Tampa employees, four of the seven.